Angel tried to meter her breathing, to look calm, but her heart felt lodged in her throat and wouldn't budge. She hated doing this, had sworn she'd never so much as speak to the man again after his last, most devastating rejection. But she'd been left with little choice. With her shoebox tucked beneath her arm and one hand on the wall, offering support, she made her way down the hall to Derek's office. She still felt awkward without her crutches, but she knew better than to show him any weaknesses at all. When she reached the open door, she straightened her shoulders, forced a smile, and tried to make her steps as smooth as possible. Derek sat behind his desk, his chair half turned so that he could look out the window at the Saturday morning traffic. The rest of the building, except for the security guards, was empty, just as she'd planned. He was still as gorgeous, as physically compelling as ever. Only now, he looked a little disheveled, a little rumpled. She liked this look better than the urbane businessman he usually portrayed. The only other time she'd seen him relaxed like this was right after he'd made love to her. That thought licked a path of heat from her heart to her stomach and back again, and she had to clear her throat. His chair jerked around, and his gaze pierced her, freezing her on the spot. Even her heartbeat seemed to shudder and die. Only his eyes moved as he looked her over, slowly and in excruciating detail, as if he'd never seen her before and needed to commit her to memory. Then their eyes met and locked. For painstaking moments, they stayed that way, and the heat, the intensity of his gaze, thawed her clear down to her toes. Her chest heaved as she tried to deal with the unexpected punch of reacting to him again. It shouldn't have happened. She didn't care anymore, wasn't awed by him now. Her infatuation had long since faded away, but seeing him, with his straight brown hair hanging over his brow, his shirt sleeves rolled up, made him more human than ever. His gaze seemed brighter, golden like a fox, and she tightened her hold on the shoebox, using it to remind herself of her purpose. She saw some indiscernible emotion cross his face, and then he stood. Angel. His voice was low and deep. As he rounded the desk, his eyes never left hers, and she felt almost ensnared. She retreated a step, which effectively halted his approach. He lifted one dark eyebrow in a look of confusion. Idiot. She didn't want to put him off, to show him her nervousness. That would gain her nothing. She tried a smile, but he didn't react to it. Moving more slowly now, he stepped closer, watching her, waiting. Can I take your coat? She closed her eyes, trying to dispel the fog of emotions that swamped her. When she opened them again, she found him even closer, studying her, scrutinizing her every feature. He lifted a hand and she held her breath, but his fingers only coasted, very gently, over her cheek. You're cold, he said softly. Then he stepped back. Can I pour you a cup of coffee? Angel nodded, relieved at the mundane offer. Thank you. Coffee sounds wonderful. Walking forward, she set her shoebox on the edge of the desk and slipped out of her coat, aware of his continued glances as he collected two mugs from a tray. She didn't mean to, but she said, You seem different. He paused, then deliberately went back to his task. Oh? In what way? With one hand resting on the shoebox, she used the other to indicate his clothes. I've never seen you dress so casually before. An offering to pour me coffee? Usually you... He interrupted, handing her a steaming mug. Usually I leave domestic tasks to women, I know. He shrugged, gifting her with that beautiful smile of his that could melt ice even on a day like today. But you insisted no one else be here today, so I was left to my own devices. It was either make the coffee or do without. Angel fidgeted